The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Okay, dial it down. The music down. Okay, get somebody to help you. We got Tyler. He's learning how to use the machinery this morning. Good morning. I got Trish here with me. It's the 29th of June. Tomorrow's the last day.
30 days after
2023.
April, June, and November.
There you go. 7:06 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Tyler, like I said, Tyler and Sue are at the helm. So good morning. Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning, Tyler.
Come on.
Good morning. How you doing?
Fine. Now, Tyler, you're going, who's Tyler? Tyler runs all the baseball games back here, and he and our sports announcer, Ethan, want to get together with me.
That's right.
And talk about having a sports show, and they've actually even got advertisers for it. So I'm all over that. Yeah.
Oh, I think there's a great deal of interest in
it.
Yeah.
And it pays for itself. Are you kidding? Why not?
Yes.
Anyway, so welcome aboard. And Sue's in there riding shotgun to make sure he knows which buttons to push.
And that's a complicated thing. I just sit and watch him and think, oh, my gosh, there's a lot going on there.
Oh, there is.
Yes, there is. It's 70 degrees in downtown Reading. We've got looking for a high today of 104. A low of 73 on Friday, 108, and on Friday night, clear and a balmy 76. Saturday, 110. Saturday night, 76. Sunday, 109. And 75. It makes me quiver. I hate to think of those temperatures.
When it only goes down to 75 at night,
yeah,
then it just gets hotter quicker.
It absolutely does, because it's already 70 today. I mean, warm. It was balmy coming in. I noticed.
72.
In fact, my house, this is the first time in, I don't, well, all year, that I set my temperature, my air conditioner at like 78 to come on. And it went on this morning. So usually my house, when I wake up in the morning, it's 71, 72. It was already 77 in the house. And on Monday, we're looking for a high of 104. And not much relief in sight. So we're going to look at this for a few days. And remember to stay hydrated. Keep your animals out of the cars and off that hot pavement. And don't let Grandma sit in the car with it running either. Don't let anything alive in the car right now.
If you put your hand on the pavement and you're getting ready to walk your dog and it's too hot for your hand, it's too hot for your dog.
In the back of the trucks and all that stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, today is Open Line Thursday. So anything you want to talk about, anything.
605-4567.
You got something
the number.
If you got something stuck in your craw, give us a call.
This is your chance to get out there and talk about anything that's been bugging you.
We're talking about paddling a canoe across the Pacific. You can break in and talk about anything you want. We can change subjects. We can, and then we give snappy patter on what you're saying. Just don't call us names.
Yeah, be nice.
Be nice.
Be nice. Don't
call other people names.
And we'll be nice too, or try
like
to.
I can say I don't believe. Phones are ringing.
Yeah.
I can say I don't believe, as of this moment or this day, that Kamala Harris is coherent and wise enough to be president of the United States. I can say that, but I'm not calling her names. I'm just saying she doesn't have, in my opinion, the qualifications it takes to run this country.
Oh, I think that's absolutely accurate, and that's not...
You can say that.
So yeah.
I would never call her something like, names I've heard, okay?
Yeah.
I would never do that because that's just tacky. I can say this about Joe Biden. I think that he is really being stressed to the utmost of his abilities.
God, maybe a beyond. Further than that. I'm not sure he's actually aware of what's going on.
Oh, no, I think he is aware of a lot of things. I think, though, he's an 80-year-old guy that's cranky. And they say, oh, look, he yelled at the White House reporters. He's cranky. And, I mean, he's just, when you're 80.
No, I'm going to go away from that.
Okay.
I'm going to say that I don't believe the age, because that's so relative. I deal with seniors on a regular basis. I have some gals that come down to this. I have a 102-year-old gal that exercises at Frontier Senior Center who I will get you to have a conversation with any day of the week, and she is as sharp as a tack.
Well.
I mean, and she leads the exercises, and they don't like that because they can't keep up with her.
So, okay.
I'm just saying.
No, you're right. It's not the age, because then I need to look at my my in-laws, and they're 92 and 90, and they, you know what? I would imagine that, but I'm seeing them also starting to age, but they're 92 and 90, but I mean, they're getting ready to take a 3-week trip to the Greek Isles. I mean, come on.
I know.
Anyway.
And so the age is not relevant, but certainly the signs are there. He when he tries to walk off the stage, he's not sure where he's going. He says things. He's always said things that don't make a lot of sense, and he says things that are lies
throughout.
Well, he lies, but this is different. He makes comments now that you can't understand. He babbles at times. I mean, really, and that's kind of sad. He's representing. I mean, he is the picture of the United States of America, and for when he does one of those awful things, you sit there and go, oh my gosh, that's the president of the free world.
Yeah.
Hello?
Anyway, Dolores, good morning. You can start off Open Line Thursday.
Okay, good morning. I wanted to share something.
You need to turn her up just a little bit. Or is she up
as much
as you can? Okay, get closer and talk louder.
Me?
Yeah.
You got it.
Yep.
Okay. I got one of my ears on here, too, so I could speak and look at my phone. But anyways, I just wanted to share something, and you know, that I just received an email yesterday that kind of bothered me, and everybody should know by now that nobody could send me an email and ask me not to run for a position that is coming up, and that really disturbs me, because nobody should be have that right to contact somebody and discourage somebody and say, well, we need to find somebody better, or swallow your pride. You know, I just want to make an announcement. So everybody understands that I will run for Shasta County Office of Education again. So please, you know, those who contact me and ask me not to run, I will not listen to you. I have every right to run, just like anybody else, regardless what you think. And just, you know, I just get really upset when they do that to me.
Well, I wouldn't get too upset, because people are going to be telling you not to run, and I don't care who it is. People telling Brian Daly not to run, or Megan Daly not to run. You know, it's just people are going to do that. So, you know, put that in your circular file.
Yeah,
and if you want to run for office, run for office, Dolores.
You're absolutely right.
Let the people decide.
There you go.
And that's exactly how I feel. It should be the people, not in people in our group, to discourage you, to tell you, hey, we don't think that you'll be qualified. You know, it's like, hello, I've been here 20 years. I have experience. I've been city council. I've been a school board in the past. I got a lot of experience, more than most of these people who've been involved with the schools. So for someone to ask me or think that, you know, they have a right to discourage me or try to tell me, they should know better, because I'm going to tell them basically, you know, to take a hike. That's not going to work with me. I'm not one of those persons that you could send an email, intimidate or to bully, or, you know, I just really find it very disturbing for them to do that to me.
Well,
You
made your point. Thank you very much,
Dolores.
And Dolores made an announcement that she is running for the SCOE board against
whoever else.
Linda Flores?
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is community. Local board of directors, locally owned, all of those things, which makes it a local bank, a community bank. And they've been open 16 years, if you can imagine that. I had no idea it was that long until they invited me to the 15th anniversary, and now it's 16. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in town, one right down the street at 1845 California Street. Main branch is over there on Hartnell Avenue at the old Cobblestone Shopping Center. And one, of course, the newest one down on Ventura Street in Anderson. We do business with Cornerstone. We're real happy with Cornerstone. We'll be right back.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh. And when the sun is out, I got something I can laugh about.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, talking about this month's Cigar of the Humidor, La Ranja Reserva by Espinosa. Featuring a fragrant and flavorful Brazilian La Ranja wrapper, this unique stick garnered a rating of 94 from Cigar Aficionado, with a profile of hickory sweetness, rich almond paste, citrus zest, and peppery spice. Get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help you guys gave us, we're able to stick around. Retain some of our employees and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Did you get that? I just kind of like go, but anyway. With Trish Clark and Carl, but I'm feeling feisty this morning.
It's more effective in person than it is.
Yeah, I guess so. 7:19 in the morning. Sports in the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. They are the only jewelry store in the North State that has their own watch repairman. That sets them apart. If you have any watch problems and you drop it off at any other jewelry store, guess where it ends up at? Yep, that's right, Four Winds Jewelry, and where he can repair them. Great selection of jewelry, very fair prices, locally owned, locally run. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Okay, at the supervisors meeting, the wind turbine, wind projects, wind farm came up again. And they, opponents of this wind farm, who thought they had won, the planning commission against it 5-0, board of supervisors 4-1, and it was killed. And the, for a variety of reasons. One of the big ones being that the Native Americans, when they rolled in, saying, hey, this is some pretty sacred land, and they said, why? And, you know, because you can designate this as sacred, that, but this is where, after they were being exterminated by the California governor, who wrote that, by the way, extermination, this is one of the places they were forced into, and they stayed there to kind of gather the tribe in this. So you thought it went away. Well, no, because the state of California then passed a bill that says they've taken it out of local control.
Out of the hands of local government.
Right. So the opponents of that have went to the Shasta County supervisors Tuesday, and they are upset because they think the Shasta County supervisors need to kind of weigh in on this. They need to start rolling now. And it was this new plan for Fountain Wind is 48 turbine wind farm proposed for the eastern Shasta County. We know it's going up there in Round Mountain and that area. They have, and their complaints were that nothing has had, that Shasta County has done nothing to push back on this. As of today, I've not seen anything from Shasta County documented with the CEC. Shasta County Planning Commissioner Steve Kearns told the supervisors, I want to encourage you today to get a complete record of the decision-making process to show them everything that was done to the county. Now, when that happened, when they passed that law, that was aimed for the state, but in reality it was aimed for us. I mean, I'm not trying
to... To the best of my knowledge, that is the only one that's been turned down in the state recently.
Maybe recently, but see, the other thing too is what is, it's not just the wind turbines. It's the solar farms they're going to be putting out all through California. And that's going to infringe on things like, BLM permits, where, you know, the ranchers that grow the beef are no longer going to be able to get the permits. You know, the loss of bird life at wind farms is tremendous. They're supposed to keep track and they're supposed to say how many, but it numbers in the thousands of birds. And we're talking eagles, hawks, regular birds, owls.
Yep.
Which, if you did it or I did it, we go to jail, as we should, for just shooting, you know, these birds like this. But they get a special dispensation to kill them.
But and that really isn't the point. We argued all that, and you know, Shasta County made their decision. I actually supported that project because I could see that, you know, there was already one up there. I didn't get involved, but I didn't really see that big of a problem with it, and I would have been okay if it had gone forward.
How about lines across your property?
And that's exactly the point, Carl.
That's exactly the point.
That's exactly the point. It's the NIMBY thing. It wasn't impacting me. I could see how it would impact them. I didn't have to make a decision on it.
Right.
And so what I'm saying is that I said, you know, wouldn't be the end of the world. Okay. Having said that, the end of the world is the loss of local control.
There you go.
That's the issue for me. Even those who, and I've talked to several people, who supported it, who testified in favor of it. And that to me is the point. At this point, it isn't whether it's a good project or a bad project. It's a fact that that decision should be made by the local governments, the local people who live in an area, not by the state or federal government. This is just one more example of the encroachment of big government into our communities so that they take us over completely. It's just one more step in that direction.
Okay, and let's give another example. The voting week, the Shasta County supervisor said we want to vote, we want to hand count our votes.
Yeah.
I think the way they went about it was not the best way. And I said this. I think they should have had a plan in place first before they launched it. But I think everybody agrees on that. Well, we had a plan. Well, no, you didn't have a plan because you didn't publish it. You didn't tell people what it was going to be. And you can call in and tell me why I'm wrong. I'm more than happy to listen. But here's the thing. Okay, we're going to do it. Well, then the state, the lady said, well, I'm going to pass a bill that says you have to have a voting system in place before you change. Okay. Oh, okay. You know, that makes sense. But then the Secretary of State got into it, made it real clear. I don't want hand voting. I don't want hand counting. And so now this law they're passing is going to outlaw hand counts for any jurisdiction that's over 1,000. You can do it up to 1,000. And takes away the ability to do a hand count, which we used to do without any problems years ago and for decades and maybe even for more than decades.
And whether they like it or not, Supervisor Cry has a good point when he says when they do the audit in these great big counties, they count way more than 1,000 votes.
Well,
just to do that audit. So once again, you're absolutely right. It has
this was aimed
to do with what the decision is, but it's aimed directly at Shasta County.
And any other county that wants to take voting into their own hands and get away from machines, okay?
And
whether you agree with it or not, if the county leadership who has been voted in there says we want to do this, first, you should have a plan. But then that should be the county's right. Well, they just took that away. Now, let's go back further.
Well, but one more time.
Okay.
One more time, regardless of the subject, it's a matter of taking away your local rights.
That's it. Totally.
And our whole Constitution, based on the biggest part of the government is at the local level. The least amount of government is supposed to be at the federal, and we're completely reversing
that. Now, I'm going to bring up another one that happened down in Anderson.
Absolutely.
Specifically for Anderson. This is when they said that you can no longer carry firearms on campus.
All campus guns have to be gun-free.
Unless it was approved by the superintendent. Well, the superintendent in Anderson said, well, people that have concealed carry, they've gone through background checks. I know the people. People with concealed carry, yes, they can carry on our campus, bring the kids and all of this. When that happened, I think there was another, maybe two more in the state that said, no, we trust our citizens with the CCWs. The state went back again and said, no, you have nothing to say about that. There will be no guns, no matter what, on campuses. Mm-hmm. And that was from, another example. And that was, 3 years ago, 4 years ago? Yeah. Again, they take away the local power. And then I just heard somebody said on the show the other day, it could have been Gallardo, said they're trying to pass a law, or it's in committee, that says that districts no longer are going to make that decision what's being taught in schools in their district. It's going to come under the, in this case, SCOE. It'll be at the county
level.
Another bite because of things that are going on.
Well, they absolutely do not want decisions to be made by the people we elect locally.
Yeah. Hey, Nick, are you there? Hello, Nick.
Yeah, I'm same here.
Okay, hey, I'm getting ready to take a break. Hang on to the other side, okay, because I know you're going to talk more than 30 seconds.
All right, huh? I'm a talking machine.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Maxwell Insurance and Financial is your place if you're looking for help on financial matters or insurance matters. Judy's been doing this since 1993. She's got two separate divisions. If you're looking for a second opinion on your 401k or your retirement plans, how about your insurance? Are you worried about having your insurance canceled, as we know is happening throughout the state? Then give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. She's out there to help people. We have insurance. We do insurance through Judy Maxwell. We're very happy with the way she treats us and the way she treats all of our friends that we send over there. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Off those dancing shoes and party with country music band Lone Star.
Lone Star.
At the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, July 27th. Giddy up and get ready to be amazed by some of your favorite Lone Star hits like I'm Already There and What About Now. Tickets for this event are just $55 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are three chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Anderson Explodes 2023 with fun, food, and fireworks on Monday, July 3rd from 5 until 11 p.m. at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson. The Community for Anderson Explodes presents their 2023 concert featuring Northern California native Chad Bushnell.
Thank God I'm not the only one working on me.
Gates open at 5 p.m., the concert at 7, and fireworks starting at 10 p.m. sharp. Parking is $5, and entry into the event is absolutely free. No outside food, beverages, or animals allowed. Born and raised in Red Bluff, Chad Bushnell has opened for Dwight Yoakam, Neil McCoy, Mark Chestnut, Lee Bryce, Aaron Watson, and Scotty McCreary. Don't miss this special event brought to you by the Community for Anderson Explodes, Monday, July 3rd. Gates open at 5 p.m., the concert at 7, and the Anderson Explodes firework display starts at 10. Parking is $5, and entry into the event is absolutely free at the Shasta District Fairgrounds and Event Center at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
And now, back to our show.
We usually play that at the last, but the last song out at 8:45 or whenever we're going out now will be Here for My Horses. Okay, got that? All right. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, side-by-sides. Yeah, side-by-sides. You can go out and run on the weekends. Backhoes, trenchers. They've got them. They got it for small jobs or big jobs. All at NorCal Tractor and Equipment. They're in Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call, 530-221-6800. Okay, Nick, thanks for waiting.
Hey, Carl, you said that you favor having a system in place before you cancel the machine counting votes. Is that correct?
I favor anytime you're going to make a change, that you have a system in place that say we're making a change, here's how we're going to do it. Yep.
A plan.
A plan.
Well, let me ask you something. Do you think that there's a plan we could have came up with that would have satisfied the state and they would have said, okay, go for it?
It would have been very difficult for that to happen, yes.
So the fact is, by voting to cancel the voting machines, I hate to single out Dominion, voting machines in total, the fact that we canceled that contract forced the conversation that never would have happened had we had to have a voting machine, voting.
I disagree.
Well,
I
go
think
ahead.
You can.
What's your disagreement?
Here's my disagreement is you put together a plan. This is how it's going to work. We've vetted it. We've checked it. You know, we've got the statistics on it. This is going to work. And if they, you know, blah, blah, oh, no, we don't like it, blah, blah. And then at that point, you've had our plan for 3 or 4 months. You're not giving us any feedback. Boom. Then you cancel the contract. That forces them into it. But at least you have, you can show to me and to you and to Trish and to everybody in the county of Shasta, this is how it's going to work. And everybody can go, oh, yeah, that'll work. And you get people on, you know, because right now,
why can't we do that right now? We've had people show up and show us.
Do you see a plan? Do you see a plan, Nick, that how it's going to work? Do you know how it's going to work?
I don't think it's going to work because of California, the state is making it as hard as they possibly can, along with the Kathy Darling Allen. You don't need four people to count one ballot plus a supervisor looking over their shoulder.
I agree.
So there never would have been a plan.
Well, that wasn't the plan. I'm not privy to the plan.
And
I've heard,
not even willing to have a back and forth on how we could make this work. It's our way or the highway.
Absolutely. No, we're all in violent agreement here, buddy.
Well, and I will simply point out that until you get a media which would have explained their plan, even if they had one, if Kathy Darling and that side disagreed with it, we would never have heard what their plan was anyway.
Well, we've heard what their plan is. We're going to hear some more of our plan. Their plan isn't worth a darn. 10-foot spacing between counters. Now, how ridiculous is that? That's one of the state's requirements.
No, but my point is, Nick,
they've taken that out, though. What they're passing is...
They've taken that out?
Well, no, they have taken out...
They've taken out the whole point.
Ability,
they're not going to let us count
the
it.
Ability to do hand counts in over 1,000 people.
Well, yeah. See, they don't want hand counts. They don't want honest elections, in my opinion.
Well, you know, that's what we're seeing is they're coming down, and instead of allowing a county to say this is the way we want to count our ballots, they're taking it away from everybody. It's not just Shasta County. It's for the whole state. And this is where people need to start getting a little bit more upset.
Once again, they're taking away the local jurisdiction
on where they can put solar farms, where they can put houses in your city. Because now the state says with the new regulations, if somebody wants to put up a fourplex in, you know, next door to you, they can do that in their backyard. They can do that. Again,
is that passed totally?
I thought it had.
I'm asking because I know that they.
Well,
were,
maybe we
there
should
was
check that.
There was discussion about the state stepping into a whole lot more planning issues than they had in the past. That's very dangerous.
Well, it's dangerous. It the state dictating to us what we can do and what we can't do in every aspect of our life. But before we get back away from the decision to cancel the voting machines, I would like to point out that that was a decision made by our board of supervisors, all five of them. It wasn't just Kevin Cry that made that decision. And people that have been misled to signing.
I thought it was 3-2.
That's the vote of the board of supervisors.
If it was 4-1, it's still the board. It's
okay,
not
no, I understand that, but I thought you said 5-0, and I know.
Well,
it
no, but it's the board.
It was the board of supervisors.
It was a total board decision.
Yes, it was. It was a board decision.
Yes, exactly right.
So if people are misled into thinking that Kevin made this decision on his own and would like to rescind their signature, which is possible, they can go to noonCryRecall.com and learn how to do that.
Okay.
You know, I want to point out one other thing about an ad that's running, and if you listen to it, it says, that's why we recall. It leads you to believe the vote's over. I've had several people say, well, they've already done it.
No.
And it's the wording. I listened to the ad and I went, oh, I see where they're coming from that.
No, it hasn't happened
yet. It hasn't happened yet.
Okay. Terry.
We still have an opportunity to win.
Yeah, we're going
to
have. How you doing, Trish?
Good. Good morning, Terry.
We're going to have a.
I'm doing okay, too, Terry.
Well, I did say hello to you, my friend.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so. The Dominion machine. Okay, first of all, the jurisdiction of the state is who we have to worry about. The federal government didn't weigh in on the windmill. That's the state. They didn't weigh in on the machine. That was the Secretary of State. I'll get back to that in a second. And they didn't weigh in on it. It was me, Carl, when I called in and told you that a new law is going to be passed because of what happened in Temecula, the Temecula School Board, which we just did a podcast on We the Parents on Mountaintop Media. And we got the school board in from Temecula. What they had done is they had canceled out critical race theory in their school boards and said, no, you're not going to teach that. We're going to change social studies to reflect the founding fathers and the way the nation was built and the Constitution. So we're getting rid of your liberal program. The third thing they did is they got rid of Harvey Milk Day. When they did that, that affected 20,000 students. And the governor stepped in and said, you will have the curriculum I tell you you're going to have. And from that was another sign, and also they are going to put forth a bill. I don't know if it's going to be the purview or the jurisdiction of the Shasta County School Board or the county school boards, but the decision for whatever kind of curriculum you have in your schools, in your county, will be directed by and at the pleasure of the state. Again, the state overreached three times. Federal government hasn't had anything to do with this, which is odd, but they haven't. The other thing is that with the Dominion machines, and speaking to the Secretary of State, their position is that they believe that the machines are infallible. They won't make mistakes, but humans do. So my question to the Secretary of State was, you're telling me that a machine is infallible, but it's created by a fallible human being. And when we have a recount, why do we have the fallible human beings that are not the infallible machines do the recount? And I got crickets. We're going to have a special program this Sunday on July the 2nd. We're going to be talking about these issues, but the solutions to the issues, not just they're bad, and the correct positions of these decisions that were made by the state. And their overreach, according to Article 11 of the California Constitution, is to a degree unconstitutional because the California counties are legal subsidies, not arms, subsidies of the state. So we've got some things to discuss. It won't be a lot of legal unease. It'll just be, what the hell do we do about all this crap that's going on? And we do have solutions, which we've been showing on Mountaintop Media. And I'll leave it with this. Clinton Curtis, as Nick had him on his program, we did a podcast with him. Clinton Curtis testified in front of Congress that the machines can be fixed and manipulated, 5149. And I'll also say that in Shasta County, the three supervisors that ran, that won, the three people that voted to get rid of the Dominion machine, that was on their platform. If it wasn't number one, it was number two. So the people of Shasta County voted for those three positions knowing that we were going to dump the machine. And there was no question about how or what or whatever. And Nick's right. there wasn't going to be an argument by the state. They don't want it done. Why do you think they're sending people from the Secretary of State's office? Because they don't want that machine run, because we know that they can manipulate it 5149, and that will come out July 20th. Well, so these things are going to be brought up on Sunday, because we tend to tell people what's going on, or try to tell them without really knowing the facts, and it's tough to get all this news. They're hitting us hard and fast.
Well, you know, and as I pointed out to the people that were here that were on the show about for the recall, was there's no surprises. Kevin Cry was real clear about what he was going to do when he came into office.
Carl. Huh? He abstained from the first vote. He was trying his best to abstain. He was not. See, that's the funny part. Carl, he was not. He was the deciding vote, but he certainly said, "Hey, I want a plan first. I want to look at this. I agree. We have to get rid of him. We need to get rid of him. But maybe we should have a plan first." He argued that point, but then he realized that having a plan wouldn't matter. Nick's correct in the fact that the state would have said, "We're not going to let you do it." Just like the windmills, just like the schools, just like everything else. As long as we allow state overreach and don't use our California Constitution or our Constitution, both those things, both those constitutions are just pieces of paper. That's all they are, unless we use them. Okay. And we're going to start teaching people how to use them by going from county to county.
Okay, Terry. Thank you. That one that he was talking about the school boards, that really, there we go again. That's really scary, too. So now, one of the things that Judy Flores used to say, is I have nothing, you know, when people going after her, she says, I have nothing to say about what's being taught at in the districts. They teach what they want in the districts. So now if you push back on some of the stuff that the California legislature wants, now they're going to pass a law that says, nope, can't do that. Well, then why do we even have districts then? If it comes down to that.
The education system, basically from federal government on down, the education was never supposed to be a part of the federal government at all.
No, it shouldn't be. And the Office of Education at the federal level should be dismantled.
And they have set down a plan for the education, and we've switched it three or four times based on directives from the federal government, state government, what have you. And while the local boards of education have been able to manipulate and work with it, They still have to go along with a good majority of the federal and state guidelines.
But if you don't want,
they don't get to go in and say, "Okay, we're throwing all these books out, and we're going to only use these."
The fact that there's a Harvey Milk Day, I still try to figure out why, and why they named a ship after this guy. You know, in the same breath that they name a ship after a Congressional Medal of Honor recipient, they name a ship after Harvey Milk. And if you ever read the history of Harvey Milk, you'll see that this, you know.
Makes you wonder.
Makes you wonder. Okay, I've got to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by PSA2, Area Agency on Aging. They have a program to help prevent debilitating falls for elderly and people with disabilities. Now, it doesn't cost the people in the program anything. Once you're accepted in the program, they're going to come out and they're going to take a look at your house and they're going to make it safer. Your house, your apartment, or wherever you're living, they're going to make it safer because people that stay in their homes are healthier and happier. So you don't want to fall if you don't have to. And that's what this program's about. Give them a call at 530-842-1687. We'll be right back.
We get it almost every night. And when that moon gets big and bright, it's a supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the moonlight.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Reading Fitness Center would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Reading Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance match detachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
My name is Bill Evanhoe. I have been a business owner and registered Republican in Shasta County for 53 years. Kevin Cry does not reflect the kind of leadership our community deserves. His bad leadership and votes have been costly and reckless for the citizens of Shasta County. We can't afford the millions of our property tax dollars to replace a perfectly good voting system. Hand counting lends to more errors and more opportunity for fraud. I support the recall.
Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Okay, now you're getting closer, Tyler. This was the one that was going to be playing at 10 till 9. Okay, so I'll think of something else to play for that one. Okay. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Tyler's first day on the job.
He's learning the thing.
You're doing a great job, son. No, you really are. You're keeping it going. You're getting the people on the phones in and all that. And since it's open line Thursday, that's great. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by REU. Okay, let's all have a moment of silence and thanks for REU. Why? Because if you're in REU land, you have electricity at a pretty good rate. If you're not in REU land, I pity you, because it's going up in the hundreds, and you can watch the electric bills go up to $1,000 a month in many places. But if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle, be it a car, truck, or bike, and the charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information. 7:53 in the morning here on the 29th, and the Supreme Court just came out with a decision that it's a huge ruling. U.S. Supreme Court handed down a major ruling on affirmative action Thursday, rejecting the use of race as a factor in college admissions as a violation of the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. Many universities had argued that the race-based admission ensures the student bodies remain diverse, while critics such as the plaintiffs in the cases argue the policy discriminates against many qualified students based on race. And and an example, of course, of this is the young man that scored a perfect, had a perfect score in the SATs, and you know 4.8 in high school, and could not get into a Ivy League college, nor Stanford.
Yeah,
and it makes you wonder how that could happen. Anyway, the complaint against Harvard alleged that the school's practices penalized Asian American students and they failed to employ race-neutral practices. The North Carolina case raised the issue of whether a university could reject the use of non-race-based practices without showing that they would bring down the school's academic quality or negatively impact the benefits gained from campus diversity. And they lost. So,
it's a big decision, a long time coming.
Just as Ketanji Brown Jackson recused herself from the Harvard case due to her previous role on the Harvard Board of Directors.
That's
so
good.
She recused herself, as she should. So, anyway.
It's a huge decision.
This case gave rise to one of the most spirited court debates to occur within the Supreme Court building in the past term, with Chief Justice John Roberts and Alito grilling Harvard's lawyer Seth Waxman. Alito pressed Waxman on why is it that Asian American students regularly receive lower personal scores on their applications than other races. And Waxman talked about the justice's questions causing Alito to get frustrated with the lawyer. I still haven't heard any explanation for the disparity between the personal scores that are going given to Asians. And then Waxman got upset. He got into it with Roberts, the Chief Justice. Justice asked why Waxman was downplaying race as a factor in admissions when, according to Roberts, it must have some impact or else it would not be included. He admitted that that race was decisive for some highly qualified applicants, just like being an oboe player in the year in which the Harvard Radcliffe Orchestra needs an oboe player.
It's an interesting decision, and I'm glad to see it came down the way it did, because it's been proven for years that we have a lot of Asian students who are not making it into good colleges based on the race. The affirmative action has been an issue in federal government for a long time with all kinds of issues, and I'm glad to see that come down.
Well, then you get into your DEI, your diversity, inclusion, diversity.
Too many initials.
It is from
equity.
Equity, thank you. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Yeah, does there have to be a fair shot for everybody? Absolutely. Everybody needs a fair shot. But let's start it back in grade school. How about giving kids throughout this nation a good school where they can have a fair shot and a safe place, to walk down their streets to the schools?
Education is two or three shows to get into all of the things that are wrong with our education.
Hey, Bruce, you're going to have to wait till after the break. We've run out of time. So we've got a minute left. You can hang up and call us again at 5 after.
Okay, one of the things I wanted to talk about this morning is if you missed the presentation last weekend at the Cascade Theater of their fundraiser and the encore presentation, wow, you missed something very, very special. I was so impressed with the quality of the presentation by all of the performers. Carl, you know more of the statistics. I don't know how many people were involved in that production.
I think there were 54, and they rehearsed for 1 week.
It was so Broadway, so professional, so well-timed and choreographed, and I'm going to say it, Carl won't, but our own Linda Bott is a star. She stands out in a production like that. She is so professional, and I'm not downplaying anybody else in that, but you can pick Linda out of that crowd. She is a professional, and we all know that. She has an excellent, beautiful voice. I was so proud to be her friend, and kudos to everyone who performed. Certainly, Mr. Sanchez is a professional choreographer, producer, director, dancer, all of the above. Everybody involved in it.
That final dance. That final dance.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that was a lot of moving parts, and I didn't see any mistakes in it.
Not in that.
And there's a lot of intricate movements in that.
Absolutely.
Dance. And you know what? And Linda was so raised up by the people she was working with. She said there were no divas here.
No.
Everybody there was helping each other, and she was honored to sing with the lady she sang with on that one Sondheim song, and then the young man that she sang with on the, you know, that opening song, that it kind of put a shift into her where she says, you know, this is something I really love, these kind of things. So moving forward, I'm thinking we're going to see Linda involved in more things like this, more productions.
Who doesn't love a good musical? And this had everything. It was incredible. If you missed it, shame on you.
Well, there'll be another one next year, I believe. There should be. All right, we've got to take a break from the news, and we'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Diverse student bodies. The High Court struck down admissions plans at Harvard and the University of North Carolina. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote the two programs violate the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause.
Correspondent Jeremy House, Justices Sotomayor, Kagan, and Jackson dissenting. Virginia's Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin says a record shows that race-based admissions programs, while perhaps well-intentioned, done more harm than good.
We've seen the pursuit of equity, in fact, undermine excellence. And we've seen it in our high schools. We've seen it in colleges. And this is just a moment for us to all step back and recognize that we have to raise the bar. And we can raise, by the way, we can raise the ceiling and the floor at the same time.
The governor is speaking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. A separate Supreme Court ruling that was released this morning represents a victory for religious freedom.
In a unanimous decision, the justices found that the U.S. Postal Service was wrong to try and force a Christian mailman to work on Sundays. Gerald Groff says at first his employers accommodated him, but then ordered him to deliver packages for Amazon on Sundays. When he refused, the Postal Service forced him out.
That's correspondent Edwin Mora. Stubborn heat wave that continues to plague the South is blamed for at least a dozen deaths, while across the Northeast and the Great Lakes, smoke from the hundreds of Canadian wildfires continues to make breathing difficult, if not dangerous, in some places. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 129 points, NASDAQ down 22. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a small business owner wondering if you qualify for the Employee Retention Credit? With Careful Accounting Associates, you can receive up to $26,000 per W-2 employee in employee payroll tax refunds through this federal program. Just one call to 800-315-8175 is all it takes to find out if you qualify for quick funding with one of our accredited funding partners in as little as 72 hours. Our process has been thoroughly vetted by a team of experienced tax attorneys and CPAs, and our refund specialists will work tirelessly to get you every penny your business deserves. Plus, with our exclusive audit assistance guarantee, your business is protected. Call Careful Accounting Associates now at 800-315-8175. See if you qualify for an ERC advance payment and get the cash your business needs to succeed. That's 800-315-8175. Your small business may qualify to receive up to $26,000 per W-2 employee in employee payroll tax refunds. Call 800-315-8175 now.
The U.S. is looking to rejoin UNESCO, the UN's cultural agency.
U.S. officials say the decision to return was motivated by concern that China is filling the gap left by the U.S. in UNESCO policymaking, notably setting standards for artificial intelligence and technology education around the world. The U.S. and Israel stopped financing UNESCO after it voted to include Palestine as a member state in 2011, and the Trump administration decided in 2017 to withdraw from the agency altogether, citing anti-Israel bias and management problems. I'm Donna Water.
Protesters angry after police shot a 17-year-old to death, set cars and buildings on fire in the Paris suburbs, the unrest spreading to some other French cities as well. The killing of the teen was captured on video and shocked the country. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Props to the pilot who brought this plane in for a safe landing.
Passengers aboard a Delta flight disembarked using the jet slide Wednesday after the plane's front landing gear failed to deploy.
as it landed at Charlotte Douglas International Airport. The flight landed safely. No injuries were reported. One passenger said he traveled for work for over 10 years, and going down the slide was one of the coolest things. He said if he hadn't seen the plane's shadow without the nose wheel down and had been told to brace for an emergency landing, he would have thought nothing was wrong. He said it was almost as smooth as a regular landing. He was one of 96 passengers, two pilots, and three flight attendants on board the Boeing 717 aircraft that left from Atlanta and was headed to Charlotte. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Recapping the hour's lead story, the Supreme Court has ruled that colleges and universities must stop considering race in admissions. A 6-3 ruling has to do with programs at Harvard and the University of North Carolina. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Clark and Carl.
Because it's Thursday.
And today's the 29th of June, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Tyler's at the helm and doing just a great job. And we went in there and worked out my last song. And I had to arm wrestle Sue. She was convinced it was one. I was convinced it was something else. So, I'm so glad they're both here.
Okay.
I love this job. Now.
It's warming right up out there. It's 76 degrees already. We're heading for a high today. Hang on to your hats of 104. Only cooling down to 73 this evening on Friday. Again, hot. High 108. Friday night, a low of 76. On Saturday, a high of 110. Saturday night, a low of 76. And on Sunday, 109, a low of 76. And on Monday, 104, and a low of 76 again. Looks like that over 100 is going to be with us for a few days. Not expected to change. Be sure you're paying attention and staying cool. Hot, hot, hot.
I am wearing my first Hawaiian shirt of the summer.
Yeah.
Linda got them out and washed them, and she just hangs her head because I have some that are just – I have one that I got at a bike rally, a Hawaiian shirt, in 1993. Nope, I'm sorry. That was way too far. 2003.
Okay.
2003. So it's 20 years old.
Uh-huh.
I only wear this shirt like once a summer.
Uh-huh.
And
probably needs ironed.
Huh?
Probably needs ironed.
Ironed. Oh, no, I iron all of them. This was ironed. Come on.
Oh.
It's the material. I ironed shirts last night. I ironed 10 shirts.
Oh, God.
Are you saying that this isn't ironed?
I'm just saying that.
Look at that crease right there.
I see that. I see that. And I don't believe in ironing.
Oh, you don't believe in ironing?
No, if it needs to be ironed, it doesn't belong in my closet.
Okay.
Well. Okay. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Bruce. Good morning. Thanks for
How
hanging
are
you? On.
What y'all got? What do you have?
Well, first of all, I just want to say I agree 100% with what Nick and Terry said and about the election stuff. And to say we didn't have a plan, the plan is simple. We don't want to use electronic machines. We want to hand count. And just we already have a plan for hand counting. It's the way they do it if there's a contested election. We just expect Kathy Darling to simplify that process and make it more efficient. But everything she's done is thrown rocks at hand counting. And she knows we've had a number of people here, whether it's Dr. Frank, Dr. Seth Keschel, Linda Rantz, Clint Curtis, all these people, and she basically doesn't really even listen to them. She doesn't go to the presentations, the detailed stuff.
Oh, it's pretty clear she's against this hand.
Yeah. And Bruce, I want to congratulate you on putting that together in a nutshell, concisely. That's exactly right. Just what you just said.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, the state now wants to do, if you have over 1,000 voters, you can't hand count. Okay. Well, most of the plans centered around hand counting. We need smaller precincts. If we had precincts of less than 1,000 votes, it'd be very easy for each precinct to count the ballots. And if that's what they're worried about, have precincts of 900 people. I don't know. That would be about 60 or 70 precincts that we have now.
Well, you could even have precincts of 1,500 people, and I'll tell you why.
Everybody doesn't vote.
Not everybody votes. That's right.
Well, it would be statistically based on, they said in the bill, statistically based on previous elections, the percentage of people that voted. Yeah. So, yes.
The assertion by anybody that machines cannot be manipulated, I don't care what kind of a computer it is,
and
to say out that they can't be manipulated and they're safe, you're living under a rock if you don't know they can be manipulated. That's insane.
The state knows this. The state absolutely knows it, and Democrats preached that prior to 2020.
Exactly.
They know it 100%. And the only reason they want this is because they want that tool to cheat. It just makes you disenfranchised with the whole state. I mean, this is we're at war for survival, and these people do not like us, and they want to control us with an iron fist. It's obvious.
Well, and we used to do it.
Go ahead.
We used to do it, from what I understand.
Well, of course,
I'm not going back.
They didn't have anything else.
I'm not going back that far, Bruce.
Oh, I know, but
it used
to
be.
Let me finish.
Let me finish this. Then you can hop in. You can have the final say here.
Okay.
But 20 years ago, before the Dominion machines and all this, didn't we voted by hand, and they put them through a scanner, and then they would check the scanner, and the scanner is not connected to anything. So, and that seemed to work. We got our results back real quick and all that. It's the same kind of scanner they use for, you know, grading test scores.
Basically, what they did is as the absentee ballots came in, all the way through an election process, they were all scanned in. No count was run.
Right.
Nobody added them up.
And then they would take
8 o'clock on election day, they would total it. That would be the first round of votes that you got the absentee ballot in. The rest of them would be brought in, hand scanned in, hand opened everything. And by 10, 11 o'clock at night, you had your results.
Yeah, and that's been since I've lived here.
That's when I was in office.
I said, Bruce, you have final say.
Okay, two things. One, number of votes, what you're saying here. Look at France. The population of France is 70% bigger than California, and they count all the ballots hand-counted, and they have no problems, no complaints. Everybody thinks it's fair and free, and to say that it can't be done is ridiculous. The other thing is there was a public comment yesterday before the governance committee that was reviewing this, and Brian Dolly spoke and everything, and people called in. There were probably 80 people that called in. I called in and said I was opposed to it. The majority of the people calling in were opposed to it. Do you think they cared about any of those comments?
No.
They just rolled right along like you people are insignificant. No discussion about the number of people that are opposed to it.
Well, so, I can tell you if you're from the North State.
Well, that's why we need to
be a
separate state.
Yeah, you're pretty much. You can only do so much with one senator and one representative.
It's ridiculous. It's not a government by the people anymore.
No. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Bruce.
Okay, we're going to take a break. And Stone, you're going to have to wait till after the break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Not only is it one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals, they now have a residency program that had 13 new doctors join. They were at the Colt 45 game the other night, showing them some of the things that are going on around here. What's that mean? It means more doctors in the hospital, but it also means more doctors in the clinics because they're going to take patients out there in the clinics. So we're talking the VA clinic. We're talking the Radium Rancheria clinics. We're talking about different specialists here in town. And this is just the first year. They're going to be here for 3 years. And next year we get another 10, 12, 8, whatever it is. And we're going to hopefully they're going to see, hey, this is a great place to practice. And they're going to stay or they're going to go out and get a specialty and come back. Kudos to Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Lost on the high. Octagon is back at Wind River Resort and Casino as Primal Fighting Championships present Fight Night. The hits are coming Saturday, July 15th. Fight Night will bring you excitement of amateur, pro, and titled MMA fights. Tickets start at just $55 plus fees and includes $10 free slot play.
Must be 21 to attend this extreme event.
This action-packed night sells out fast, so grab your tickets today. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
And it makes a fiery ring.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Patrick is an expert when it comes to workers' compensation. He's got the largest office. He built the largest office over the last 3 or 4 years north of Sacramento. Workers' compensation office. If you're not getting the treatments that you need because of denials, extended lengths where you're not getting the help you need, give him a call at 530-262-2168. And it's a free consultation, and he'll tell you, and he'll find out what's going on, and he'll tell you, well, you know, you don't want to get a lawyer into this because everything's going maybe a little bit slow, but it's going the way it should. A lot of employers want to get their workers back because they've got, one, they want them back working, and two, they have a relationship with them. So it comes down to the insurance companies. So you want somebody there that's going to fight for you, and that's Patrick Gorman, 530-262-2168. I have a family pack of Colt 45 tickets and $10 worth of Black Bear Diner Bucks to the first person that calls 605-4567. And if that's busy, call 605-4565. And we'll get your name and your phone number, and you can come down and pick them up. And these tickets are good for any time, any game for the Colt 45s, which goes to the end of July. Okay, Stone, good morning. Hello, Stone. Stone. Hey, Tyler, is Stone there? Is Stone there? Stone. Hello.
He's gone.
Okay.
While we're waiting for that, I want to make one thing I want everybody to pay attention to is we have a movie coming up on July. It's going to be on July 3rd. A movie that has been talked about for a long time. If you know anything about the human trafficking issue, not only in the United States but in the world, this is a true story about a person who deals with this human trafficking. It's called The Sound of Freedom. It's coming to the local theaters on July 3rd. You need to get your head out of the sand and realize what a huge problem this human trafficking with our children and women is in this country and in the world.
Oh, absolutely.
And this is, they've blocked this movie from being released for over 2 years now. It's finally coming out. It's in our local Cinemax theaters. It's at the local Anderson Theater on July 3rd. You need to go online, get your tickets.
Why would you block this?
Because they don't want...
Oh, it's because of the border.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
And they have been trying to get this movie released for almost 2 years now. It came out a little bit. It was around. They immediately, Hollywood and the crowd and all of the above, it's about the border. This is exactly what the border is about. These poor kids are coming across that border thousands at a time. Part of the thing that President Trump had about closing that border had to do with human trafficking. And we don't pay attention to that often enough, but we need to. So people, open your eyes, get out there, pay attention to this. It goes on right here in Shasta County. We have trafficking issues. Talk to your local policeman if you don't believe me. So it's a huge thing. Open your eyes and see.
Well, Congress has just gone after the Biden administration, says, tell us what the numbers are that have crossed the border. Why is this so hard to get? They should know how many people have crossed the border, and then you've got so many giveaways and all that. Phones are ringing off the hooks, guys. Take down the whiteboard. Take down the whiteboard that you've got. Take down the whiteboard and put whoever's on there. You've got old names on there, and I'm confused. Tyler, take down the whiteboard and put and either erase it or put whoever's on the line. Okay? There you go. There's 1,000 things to do.
And Tyler, Stone, figuring that out this morning.
Stone, good morning.
Good morning. It's Stones with an S. I am of the male persuasion. Hey, a few things. That law, AB 969, I believe, that's the voting hand counting with over 1,000 people. Please read that entire bill. It's still being amended, but as it reads today, hand counting is still allowed. It just has to happen with the approval. It's called a voting system. It's still allowed. It just now has to be under the guise of Secretary of State approval. So remember, hand counting is not going to go away. There always has to be provision for hand counting in case the machines fail, the electricity fails, et cetera. But the state is continuing to choke us and take more control. And I have many other issues.
Wait, let's go back to this. So you're saying in that law, and
it hasn't passed yet.
And it hasn't passed yet.
No.
If the county has a plan that's approved by the Secretary of State, they can hand count.
Yes, it's in that bill. Of course it's in there. The summary at the top of that bill reads no hand counting with over 1,000 voters. But when you go down and read the actual proposed amendments to the laws, hand counting is still there.
Okay. So there is still a chance.
Yeah, hand counting is not going to go away, Carl, for the reasons I've already mentioned. By the way, as far as the state, in my humble opinion, the evil criminals that they are, they continue to take away local control. Remember Gateway, when Gateway board turned over, they immediately fired their superintendent. Guess what the state did? They immediately filed a bill to prohibit school boards from firing their superintendent in the first 30 days of the term. What on earth is that about? And another one, Kevin Cry, I believe, sits on the Regional Transportation Authority Board because he mentioned this the other day, and he said the state is continuing to take away local control over the Regional Transportation Authority Board, and they're issuing mandates in place of local control. And it just continues and continues and continues. The state wants us to be subjects of the state, not citizens.
Okay.
Good point.
Thank you.
But I have a couple other issues if I have time.
Sure. You got
I sent you an email this morning in reply to Dolores' allegations, so please read that, Carl.
Dolores' allegations?
Well, she said she got an email encouraging her not to run, and she didn't like it. How can that be
alleged,
anything?
She alleged that somebody told her not to run and that she was intimidated. So you'll read the actual original email.
Well,
and none of that occurred.
She didn't
none
say she
occurred.
Was intimidated, Stones. She said that she was...
That word, she said the word intimidated. It was in there.
Did she say intimidated?
Well, maybe she was intimidated
maybe she
by
was.
It. How do you know how she felt?
Okay.
but, the key here is, the local control continues to be eroded at a hyper pace. And at some point, we have to figure out that we have to take our local control back. Well, why are we sitting and waiting to be on the defense? We should go on the offense. And I hope our county board, once we get rid of Mr. Ross, he's leaving the county council, I hope we can finally get a good request for proposal out, not the sabotage one that Mary Williams put out. I hope we get a good RFP for county council, and we get a constitutional county attorney, and we go on the offense. There are many, many reasons we can sue the state of California in the offense and start taking our local control back. Because, up until now, the last couple of years, the state's kind of left us alone a little bit. Not much, by the way. Carl mentioned it again, right? Concealed weapons in schools. They've been taking our rights away for a few years, but at hyper speed in the last couple of years. And we have to take our control back because why would they take this stuff away from us now when they didn't before? So same with the recall, right? They changed the law. So now the voters do not get to select a recalled candidate successor. Before that...
Oh, I forgot about that one. That's
okay.
A big one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, the state was okay with voters choosing a recalled candidate successor before, and all of a sudden they're not. Why? The reason is... It's because they're evil and they're criminals, and they want us to be subjects. Any questions?
It was Stones, I want to make one point about the county council that I agree with. We really do need a constitutional attorney, because I can guarantee you from a lot of experience that every time you're in closed session and every time you have any issue come up, the first thing that county council is going to tell you, if you do that, you can be sued. You can be sued for any decision that you make. You have.
Well, I'll tell you what. If this recall cry goes to a ballot, which it's very possible, and I don't have the time to go over it at the moment, but if it goes to ballot, which is entirely possible, then there's legal injury regarding that law that took the voters' selection away of the successor. Then there's legal injury. As soon as that ballot is produced and mailed out, and I hope at that point our county, we have 8 or 9 county attorneys. What the heck are they doing in there? How about we start filing some offensive lawsuits against this criminal state and federal government for we, the people, and our local sovereignty? Hey, just a suggestion.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
He asked, what are they doing? Pickleball injuries could cost up to $500 million this year, the Wall Street analysts have predicted. Pickleball, it's that slow.
Game,
but... The number of injuries. I watched some things on some of these reels of people playing pickleball. Oh, my God. People are, tripping over the nets. They're slamming into the walls. And these are older people.
Most of the people who play pickleball, you're absolutely right. Yeah. They are.
Because it's a slower game. Okay.
Yeah. Now, you can sue about anything and be sued about anything.
Let's talk about something that is real serious here that will have an impact on many, many people. Sriracha sauce. May be in trouble. Why? Continual chili supply disruption are hampering production with one of the nation's leading sriracha sauce manufacturers for a second year in a row. Hoifong Foods, a California-based hot sauce company, that supplies bottles of sriracha sauce to restaurants, grocery stores, and other food retailers throughout the country has been struggling to keep up with the demand while droughts in Mexico kill off essential pepper crops. Some of these are selling. Are you ready for this? They're selling the rooster logo, you know, this.
Mm-hmm.
Listed and sold for around $30 plus shipping. Some people have sold single 9-ounce bottles for $26.98.
Oh, my God.
17-ounce two-packs for $54 and 28-ounce two-packs for $72. Sriracha sauce. Who would have thought? This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Do you like sriracha sauce?
I love sriracha sauce.
I like sriracha sauce. I can use it a lot.
I do, too.
Yeah. You know, at one time where they had it in this town down in Southern California, they passed a law that said, oh, no, it smells too much, right? And now you have to figure how many jobs were there and how much money the sriracha company was bringing into this town.
Yeah.
And they said, and when they said that, Arizona, Texas, all these places said, move here. You're not going to have a problem, and it's a lot better tax structure. Whoa, it took them like 2 seconds to say, nope, we really like our sriracha sauce company. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, which you can see real easy on Athens Avenue. It is a veteran-owned, locally owned barbershop that hasn't changed probably in 30 years. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. I've never had a bad haircut there, and I was just there this week. They work by appointment, so I work it on my schedule, and I don't have to wait around. I just make an appointment, come in, get my haircut, and take off. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. And it's a barbershop, my friends. It's not a hair salon. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Shale Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier.
your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. It's Thursday, 8:35 here on the 29th of June, and it's about 74 degrees out there. My computer just died.
It's 76, actually, a little while ago. It's probably up to 78 by now.
Right. Hey, this portion
getting
of the
right
show,
there.
It's time, if you haven't planted, it's time. And Gold Leaf Nursery is open and stocked with fruit trees, blueberry, strawberry plants, vegetables, tomatoes, all those things, peppers, these things, herb plants, and much more. Plus, they have all this new statuary, you know, like those water features and all those kind of things. All at Gold Leaf Nursery, locally owned, locally operated. Another local business. They're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road. And really nice people down there, and one of them plays in the pipes and drums band. Yeah, pretty cool.
Another subject we haven't talked about, it's irritating to me. Going into a restaurant, you're going to order a chicken dinner. Is it a real chicken?
Oh, yeah, we talked about that one. In fact, I've got an email out to them saying, we'd like to interview you about, you know, about your business here, because it's been approved by the FDA.
Yeah, and they made no big, you'd have thought that, of course, they did that right while they were trying to convince us that we're getting true justice for Hunter Biden, because he's going to get a slap on the wrist and we're going to be all done with talking about him and nothing there to see. We don't have to worry about it because he's been punished just like he should be. Okay, maybe not. But anyway, at the same time, they come up with lab-grown chicken is now USDA approved.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I have such bad feelings about all of that. I can't even, I mean, so now you're going to question, you can't, you know, you get the beef, and it says when you look at it, made in America kind of thing. Yeah, that doesn't really mean anything. It only means that it was butchered in America.
It says a product of America.
Yeah,
it doesn't say.
Yeah, well, they need you to believe it is, but it isn't.
No, no.
It's been raised someplace else. You don't know what it was fed. You don't know what kind of drugs it's got. You don't know nothing about it.
No.
It comes in here and it gets butchered. Now you're going to have a chicken, and you don't know whether this is that chicken or whether this is
that. Oh, no, they have to have something on there that says this is man-made chicken. Or something. And now the guy, I read part of the article of the guy. Now, you know, albeit he is against, you know, live animals and slaughter and all that. So it was kind of leaning, but he's, you know, they fixed him a piece of this chicken and they put like nice demi-glace on it and all these other things. He said, tastes like chicken. However, comma, when you describe the process, that you, you know, they're using cells and they grow it in these big vats that once it's grown and it's just kind of like a big piece and then it extrudes out. So I'm trying to think if that's a pipe or something. Comes out and makes it into cutlets and nuggets and, you know, fillets and all these things.
Where's the drumstick?
Well, yeah. What about chicken wings? Well, you still got to have chicken wings. The thought of it
makes me sick.
Do you remember that movie Soylent Green? A lot of people don't. This thing came out in like in the late 60s, early 70s. It starred Charlton Heston. It was set in the future. And, you know, it was not a very good future. You had, you know, but food was always a problem. But people were always being fed this this high protein bar that they could buy and all this. Well, the whole premise behind the movie is, you know, he somehow gets into that, and then he finds out at the very end, all these people that are dying and all this, they're using their bodies to make the Soylent Green. And that was the end of it. He goes, oh no, it's us! It's us!
Oh, God.
And, you know, and so now you think, okay, now, you know, that was so far out. So now we're making chickens. And are we getting to the point where, I mean, somebody said we're 3D printing lungs and hearts. Now they're not real good yet. But now that you've got AI that you can put into it, are we going to have, exchangeable? Cause they'll use your body cells to build this thing, to build a heart and use, you know, using AI technology and all this that you can just kind of plug and play. Open you up, put in your heart, a new heart. With your cells.
I'm not. Yeah, I will say that there are certainly advantages to having been born and raised in the era that we were born and raised in. And,
yeah.
And I'm kind of glad I'm not 25 years old at this point. I got to tell you, I would rather have lived in the time that I've lived than look forward to what's coming up. It's not a pretty sight as far as I'm concerned.
I ask myself. My kids are doing really well.
Mm.
What about my grandkids? You know, they're both, one of them is going to be getting her master's in forensic psychology. She'll be able to walk out into a job. My grandson, who's finishing up high school, hard worker, athlete, and all this. But what are we turning over to them?
Not much.
You know, they owe with the debt that keeps rising. They already owe like $30,000 just on the national debt and a piece, and maybe more. Who knows? Where's the freedoms that we had that we've tried to hand down to our kids for hunting and fishing, ownership of firearms? You know, it's being pinged at. But what about even more important things about having a say about what your kids hear in school? Having a say about, you know, local control of things. Like, hey, we as a community made a decision about Fountain Wind Project.
Mm-hmm.
I say we because it was, you know,
exactly.
It was a we thing. And now having that taken away. So, and you're saying, well, that project up there, you know, it's not really going to hurt anybody and all that, except the people up there. Now, what happens if they want to put one out in,
that's why you have local boards
in Shingletown.
That's what I'm
something
saying.
Something like that.
No, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, and this is a good jump off point because we certainly have the holiday coming up when we really talk about all
the
of these freedoms
of
and all of these things. The 4th of July. I am one of the original flag wavers. I believe in our Constitution. I do a newsletter for the Frontier Senior Center, and I do a historical comment that about every 4 or 5 years I repeat pretty much the same front story on it.
Yeah.
And it talks about when was the last time you read your Constitution? When was the last time you read the Bill of Rights? Have any of you ever looked at the Federalist Papers? We had a group of very intelligent people who struggled for years to put together this Constitution, this Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, all of these important documents that we now still live our life based on. How long has it been since have you ever read them?
Yeah, that's the question. How many people have really read them?
Have you ever looked at them? Do you know what's in them? Do you realize that those people struggled over every word? I believe and have believed ever that for one of the requirements to graduate from high school in the United States is that they should have had to have read the Federalist Papers, the documents put together talking about how they struggled with each word and why they agreed upon this in each one of the parts of our Constitution. If you have, it's a little bitty book. It's not a great big reading project. You need to just take that, and this holiday coming up, talk to your grandkids. Talk to the little kids. Why are we waving that flag? What's it about? Let's talk about freedom and really believe it. This is your opportunity to really bring that back, along with the barbecues, along with the big display of fireworks. talk about the freedoms we enjoy in this country.
And why you have these freedoms.
And why you have these freedoms.
And why is there an attack on these freedoms?
Something.
And it's attack against the First Amendment. There's attacks out there all the time. You take a look at why they just overturned the Supreme Court decision. It was because of the 14th Amendment. How many people know what the 14th Amendment is?
Yeah.
How many people know what the 13th Amendment is?
Very few people know what any of the amendments are. You talk about the Bill of Rights. What's the Bill of Rights? It's amazing to me when I speak with people, because I've always been a flag waver. I mean, and I am a constitutionalist more than I am probably anything. I mean, if I had an opportunity to do that, I would register as a conservative, as a constitutionalist, more so than a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really believe in, let's go back to the basics. Let's go back. Those words were written for a reason, and they guarantee our rights given to us by God, and we need to go back
and
to that.
And smoke screens are being thrown up by saying they were slaveholder owners.
The first slaves in this country were white people from Ireland.
I'm not even going to get into that. They're saying they were slave owners, and they were.
They were.
I mean, they absolutely were.
And they recognized that when they wrote the documents.
But when they wrote that, they didn't say, except for black people. No, they said all people.
And they knew it would take a while to get there.
And that's where the beauty of that was, is they were slaveholders, but they also knew that everybody should be free. But we've let ourselves go down these little rabbit trails where, we've got to get rid of the statue, or we don't want this here and all that. Okay. But
our history is what our history is.
But go back to what they wrote and the beauty of that Constitution and that Bill of Rights and those amendments. The thing about it is that's why we have amendments, is to add on to it that freedom of speech and religion and of meetings and the ability to own a firearm and why people were set free under the 13th Amendment. And then what about the 14th Amendment? You know, it's worth it then, before you graduate, to be able to tell what each amendment was about.
There you go.
And we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
My name is Dawn Duckett. My husband John and I are fiscally conservative Republicans, and we support the recall of Kevin Cry. We are among the silent majority of hardworking, law-abiding Republicans throughout Shasta County who are outraged. Many Republicans agree that Kevin Cry is not a fiscal conservative, and he must be removed before his wasteful spending and careless decision-making bankrupt Shasta County, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Well, I won't back down.
Good morning and welcome back to our last segment here in Free Fire Radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. 8:50 in the morning, 78 degrees. Karen, you want... Wait a minute.
Karen Cross.
Karen, you won the game tickets and the Black Bear Diner tickets, so just come on down and pick them up at your leisure today, probably before noon or 1, and then any other day around that time, because I can never tell where everybody is.
Not always somebody here all day long. I think people don't realize that.
No, because I'm I try to stay here through noon or 1, but if I have things going. And
some
then
days you're out of here by 9, 10 o'clock.
Sue's gone out selling things, and my producers are out of here by 10, and that's the, you know, that's works for us. But if you're saying, hey, I've had a tough time, then I'll make sure you get your tickets. The Coast Guard pulled up remains of the Titanic. And it's funny, I'm reading two stories, two different news organizations. Two different stories.
The remains of the Titanic.
No, the ones that went down on that sub.
Went
down there. And everybody agrees they found the wreckage and they've pulled it up, they've recovered it. But the U.S. Coast Guard said Wednesday presumed human remains were recovered from the site. Now, in an implosion like that, as somebody explained the other day, the amount of pressure that hits the body and what it would do to the body. So I imagine, anyway. But here's the good thing, though, is everybody knows they're dead, but now they can identify the remains through DNA. Okay, they may have all of parts of all of them that they can then bury.
But I think this is exactly a perfect example of the media coverage that we get. We no longer get any factual information. We get a group of people and their opinions. And if you listen to all of the different stories from the time this first happened, where they actually kept us going for how many days, thinking they were going to find it, they were going to do this, and every hour they were breaking in, it was all crap because they knew exactly where it was to begin with. They know they were hearing where it was from the very beginning. They need to start being truthful. Oh my gosh, and this is not going to happen, but they need to start being truthful with the American people and stop with all the opinion.
It's an opinion piece, it says opinion, okay? So that's your opinion. But when you get into news articles and it seems to be okay, is that they can put their opinion in a news article, but you don't know it's an opinion.
They sit there and look you straight in the face and swear they've got this information and they've got that information, and they have no such thing, and it isn't truthful. And later it comes up and that isn't a lie to the American people. It's just news. It isn't news, it's opinions. We don't get any facts.
Biden just announced that Putin is clearly losing the war in Iraq. Terry, good morning. You're back again. Hello, Terry. Terry. Okay, is Terry gone? Okay.
I guess so.
Okay, so.
That Putin is losing the war in Iraq?
Yeah, but you know what? I just... That was a cheap shot.
Yeah.
That was a cheap shot. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, that's okay.
You know, this could be the only election in history that has one candidate, the candidate from one party, under indictment in four different states, you know, being tried for a variety of crimes, and the other candidate being impeached during the election.
And the reality is, just my opinion, and I'll say that up front, these trials are not going to come to fruition before the election. And the reality is, if in fact Donald Trump is reelected, he will pardon himself, so it's irrelevant. If in fact he's not elected, it's irrelevant because he doesn't need to, if he's not elected, there's no reason to send him to prison. Unless you just have an undying urge to see this man in prison. So this is so, again.
Well, but even if he's elected president and then he's found guilty, then I think while you're as president, you can't be sued.
There you go.
Yeah, or you can't be in it. So if he's elected, everything stops for 4 years.
Exactly. This is all just nonsense. It's absolute nonsense.
I don't, you know.
It's nonsense.
Kerry, good morning.
Absolutely right. People need to read the Constitution because, again, the Constitution of the United States is just a piece of paper unless we use it. Yeah. And I think that's a great point that you made, Trish, and Carl, you guys made a great point. We need to know what's in that Constitution. If we don't know what our rights are, how do we defend them? And again, Sunday morning, we'll be talking about that. But not only that, but the real solution to this whole mess. And we're going to be doing that over the next couple of Sundays. And we won't be the only program doing it. And I really want to commend you guys on that. We have to be looking at the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. Remember that that is our founding document. And as Thomas Jefferson said, the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. We can't just not ignore this. I know we all like to have fun. Everybody wants to have a barbecue. Let's go have a good time. But really and truly, as you guys have stated so well this morning, we're losing all our liberty. We're losing our freedoms every minute, every hour in this state. And unless we take the state back, split the state, or put ourselves in a position to where we can stop the illegal things that are happening by this overreach of this tyrannical government that we have in California, we are going to sink, and I don't care how many barbecues we have or how many concerts we go to, we're going to be gone, and they're going for our kids. So I really want to thank you guys for what you said about the Constitution. You're right. California Constitution has some good things in it, too, believe it or not. So I hope people listen in on Sunday. I think it's going to be a really, really important program.
Okay,
it's an important subject.
Wasn't it Reagan that said we're one generation away?
Yep.
Always. Okay, yep. Thanks, Kerry. Indiana Jones. Okay. I love Indiana Jones. You know, the very first one, it was just spectacular, right?
Yeah.
Even though when I heard about it, Indiana Jones, I don't know if that's going to be any good. And somebody said, oh, no, you got to go see it. And I did. So I've watched every movie in the franchise. The newest one came out in, last weekend or something? Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny did not start out very well. Now, they were going against Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1, and Oppenheimer. You know, supposed to be, I don't know about Oppenheimer, but you know what Mission Impossible is.
I am.
This is the one where Tom Cruise, he's doing his own stunt, takes off and goes straight up in the air on a motorcycle and then leaves the motorcycle and he's got a parachute. And, you've seen, what it took to film it and all that. So, but I would hate, I wonder why it's not. Because the outlet quickly started lowering its predictions for the film just a week later. Their opening estimates declined 17% to between $76 million and $105 million. So, that seems to me would be kind of successful.
Yeah.
But it's been dropping faster than they thought.
People don't go to the movies like they used to. People don't go to the movies like they used to.
Well, you know, when you can sit in your home, and if you get a brand new movie, it costs you $20.
I know.
Brand new movie, $20. And it's going to cost you $30 to go to the.
But there's something about that big screen.
About the big screen because
it's about the
tickets themselves are not that bad.
No,
really,
but the popcorn and the Coke.
But if you buy the large popcorn and Coke, that's another, what, $10 or $12. But you are sitting in the big screen. We like going to movies.
I love to go to movies.
I refuse to pay $19 for a movie sitting there in my house.
Yeah.
Right?
I've done it, but I'll
wait to the $5.99 or something like that, and then I'll do
but
that.
But I like to go to the movies. I always have.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're talking about Cinemark down here. Mm-hmm. I really like your Anderson Movie Theater. I mean,
it is
like a hometown movie
theater.
It has the same movies.
Well, it absolutely does. And I don't know. Now, I can't say this anymore because I don't know if it's true. They use real butter on the popcorn.
Oh.
And that's a big difference.
Linda likes to have her popcorn layered. Hey, everybody, have a great day. Tomorrow, One Safe Place is coming in. And today is going to be, 100 and something?
100,
be careful out there. Be careful out there, and God bless America.
Back down. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.